All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
The fog here has a beauty all its own as it drifts and billows in from the sea, thick and silent.
And so this sequence was shot in 64 during the time of the Republican National Convention in San Francisco. And this is 1975.
Think you recognize that? To tell you more, we sent KALW's Nina Gensler-Debs to San Francisco's Castro Theater to meet up with Rick Prelinger, who describes himself as...
unconventional archivist of unconventional film material.
The fog here has a beauty all its own as it drifts and billows in from the sea, thick and silent.
Once a year, every December, I do Lost Landscape shows at the Castro.
It's great to see you here for the 11th time, unbelievably.
So Lost Landscapes is a bunch of things. In the most simple form, it's an assembly of footage showing historic San Francisco, footage that you wouldn't already have seen a million times. So it's a film screening, but it's an unusual film screening because it's participatory. Most of it is silent, and the audience makes the soundtrack.
Please identify people, places, and events, ask questions, engage in friendly disputes with your neighbors, and enjoy the next 72 minutes. Thanks so much.
Last year, I think the show was completely silent, and the audience made the soundtrack all the way. This year, we have something in the neighborhood of 8 minutes of sound. My arrangement is usually topographical, meaning that I enter the city. I like to begin with some kind of entry. The show actually begins and ends with some rather odd ideas about the fog.
Here the fog is seldom sinister or depressing, as you may know it elsewhere. Here the natives boast they have a special kind of fog that befits a special kind of city.
And then I take a path through town.
1939. Magic hour on the ferry.
I walk around with a mic. I'm kind of an MC. I tell people what I know about footage. I identify it. Yeah, I talk a bunch.
1956, still an active prison, of course. Sometimes in home movies, you can see inmates in the yards.
When did Alcatraz close?
62.
There's something magic and exciting about the possibility of being transgressive in a movie theater, breaking the rules, because you're not supposed to talk in the movies, right?
Our uncle was a fire department doctor, and he got us on the fire boat.
We have a huge home movie archives. You know, I've collected about 14,000 home movies of North America.
And this is footage that comes to us from Mary Coe, because it's her grandfather. Roland Croft, who's a dentist downtown and a member of the Dolphins.
One of the most wonderful things about Lost Landscapes, and one of the most wonderful things about working with home movies, is the change of scale. And by that I mean, when you look at home movies with your family, you're looking at a little screen. Maybe at most it's 4 by 5 feet. When you blow them up to the big screen of the Castro, this amazing transformation takes place because the detail just jumps out.
And he's swimming the Golden Gate along with some other people before the bridge.
This is evidence. This is raw footage.
Not all of you are familiar with the Geary and Goff and Cathedral Hill area, but for those of you who are, this is a real glimpse of an alternate universe because none of this is here anymore.
I'm not into the nostalgic part of urban history. Who wants to go back to the past, you know? Who wants to go back to a time that was even more unequal than it is now? I find, you know, the historical footage, it's poetic, it's beautiful, it's enigmatic, it's filled with detail that's endlessly fascinating. But just because it's fascinating doesn't mean it's a world I want to live in.
So this chained monkey has a human toy, which he's taking apart. It's only fair.
You know, these films are about the past, but the present always bleeds into them. Absolutely. This show made me quite interested about the 30s, about a time when San Francisco was a working people's town. There was a lot of social struggle. A lot of public assembly. I wanted to put that in the foreground.
36, these are the longshoremen, just won union recognition. Then he showed up on Market Street as a show of strength. You can't mess with us.
There's a beautiful film about this man who works in the produce market, going back home as the sun rises to meet his wife. But it's a time when, you know, you could have a working class job and have a house in San Francisco.
It's daylight by the time the last truck is unloaded, and a lumper knows by then he's done a good night's work. 60,000 pounds a night, five nights a week. That's my average, and I don't mind saying I'm proud of it.
When you get 1,400 people in a room, this is an amazing potential. What could we do? What could these 1,400 people do, you know, when they're not in the movie? I hope to motivate people to think about their own lives and their own community in a historical sense, not to be presentist. Things haven't always been the way that they are now, and they're not always going to be constantly changing. But also to really take an active part in thinking about what the city could be.
San Franciscans boast that their city has a moderate year-round temperature and the healthiest climate in the world. The fog banks which roll in from the Pacific are, San Franciscans say, merely invigorating sea mists, bringing health, wealth, and happiness to the wonder city of the West.